Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. I'm your host, Black Trey, joined by Jason Madison, as always, and Big Jerv. Amin is somewhere in an airport getting harassed by Miami fans. But again, we have a wonderful show for you. Me and Jerv talk about our Boston escapade and how he's a real one. Jason breaks down the Drake album. We also talk about Amin actually chimes in for the Georgia Tech game, and also we discuss the fandom and super fans, and when you choose your team out of location or out of necessity. And let's start the show.
The lovely honors of what you hate doing the most, which is
the intro
opening and closing the show.
But wait, sorry. I mean, we're recording now. But Trey, so they cut your beard or
shit? Like the moral of the story?
Yeah, yeah. What's the moral of the story?
Nah, so you could see it look like I just got a dark mustache. But
yeah,
like,
you got like a cop stash right now.
Yeah, yeah. But it's all blended. Like it's more like I have a light beard, but it was all supposed to be in one. And right. the more I look in like pictures or anything, niggas like the picture Jer posted in the chat, like nigga, like what's up? Like, but people think I'm on some like Travis Kelce cop.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. You got the cops.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My nigga, I didn't even notice that. I was just like, yo.
I literally like a coach right now. But it was like, I was going to say,
with your jacket on, you look like an assistant coach.
So I'm looking and I was like, I just realized like my shit is like, I'm like, damn, I've been mobbing like this. Like the whole time. Yeah. Like nobody said nothing to me. Like, oh, maybe he bugged out. Are you trying to be artsy or some shit? But I got the Pharrell bullshit going on. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think niggas think you trying
for me
to
it was the shirt tucked in.
It's
an Ezekiel Elliott shirt.
It was a crop top even more.
You should have just been like, yeah, it was tucked in, duh. Like it was out here on your Zeke.
Why lie? Yeah, I was out there. I'm in the best shape of my life. I'm gonna look good.
This is fashion week out there.
I think it was now.
It's been a couple weeks ago.
I'm so out of the loop, bro. It's always fashion week. It feel like somewhere on social media, Pusha T or somebody's gonna have a fucking leather fit on that. I'm like, yo, niggas really.
Nah, Jason just being a dick, man. That's but no, I made the reference in the post. Think I'm on my 93 shit. I was on the program, Omar Epps. You feel me? I'm out there getting my little shit on, even though I shouldn't be running, but I did it. The knee brace.
Right. What was that? A marathon? Half marathon?
Nah. So Nike has this coffee run. It's on every Thursday, and they overnighted me some shoes and wanted me to try them out, and I was like, I'm gonna be in the back. I was being honest. Yeah. I was like, I'm gonna be in the back. I'm gonna just casually, but it's kind of embarrassing if you all the way in the back and everybody's waiting on you. I didn't time none of that.
For real?
So I stayed in the pace, right? Mm-hmm. The thing that saved me is traffic lights. So when the traffic lights was coming, I could just kind of blend in and I'll be in the pack and then I slowly be in. And I'm like, kind of. It didn't start like my knee wasn't hurting. It was my hips. Yeah. We ran 4 miles. Now, Jerv, I don't know how you can really both of y'all because y'all, you know, y'all been in New York many times. You actually lived in New York, Jason, for a little bit. Yeah. Washington Square Park to the West Side Highway. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's about 2.5. Then you hook around and go right back. We did like more than a 5K.
Yeah, 5K you know is like 3.1 miles. So you jogged the whole time. You didn't stop, other than the stop.
Yeah, I jogged the whole time.
That's what I'm saying. So we stopped. So you're already an athletic person. Like a nigga like me, like I gave up sports high school. I played basketball occasionally, golf. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, when I do my 5Ks, nigga, I'll be having to stop. You know what I'm saying? I've done a couple of straight run throughs, like, but it's killing me to do the straight run through on the 5K.
So I always think that, like, even when I hoop, I don't really be like winded. You know, I could do that stuff. It's just literally pain. You know what I'm saying? So my thing was like, I wasn't naturally, because I wasn't going to try to run with like the people up front. I know my limits. But my thing was like, my hips started burning like on the way back. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I felt like I was running in fucking sand. Yeah. I'm like, hold on. How long? And you know, I'm starting to think in my head, like, yo, how much longer we got?
Yeah.
And we're taking certain routes. Yeah. Think about it, we're running in the middle of the street in New York.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's not like all right, a like track. Path. Like, nah, niggas is cutting off traffic, niggas honking at us. Like, it's just a lot going on. I had never ran in New York in my life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right,
this is your first time running in New York ever?
Ever.
Yeah,
because I, you know, like honestly, I put up this like dramatic ass post that I wouldn't be running, and niggas was over there like. So when the one picture that I'm looking funny, I'm holding my phones. I was literally on a call.
Right.
So I'm like kind of like in action mode, and niggas is like sending me the shock emoji, like, nigga, how are you running? You just was written off. And I'm like, it was adrenaline, honestly. It was just adrenaline. Like, I got into like a little whole athletic mode, but also a car was coming. So I had to get the fuck up out the way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they had a cameraman catching. This nigga was, I don't know what he was on.
What was he doing? What, how does he get the shots?
So you know them, the action shots, the joint with the long shit.
With the long lens on it? Yeah.
The nigga where he would catch and then start sprinting with the camera, nigga. And
oh,
then
wow.
And I'm like, how do you got all this energy, nigga? We're really running. Like, he not stopping. Bro, he doing the whole, I'm like,
the whole thing.
What do you, how do you train?
Yeah, because he's just doing wind sprints and then turning into a photographer sprint.
Yes.
And then he just
but
going
running,
the whole way.
But running with the camera.
Whole, the whole
I ain't
way.
Never seen no shit like that. I said, bro, you got it, bro. But he got some good, you know what I mean? And then turned around the pictures the same day.
Right, like, right. He was like, I'm in the house. Yeah.
And Nike's that person, yo.
And Nike's deal is like, hey, you participated, post them. That's their deal. Like, we're sending you this shit. Cool. You know what I mean? And everybody was hitting me like, how good are they?
Yeah.
Are you okay? But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it was a fun environment. Like, don't get twisted. But 8 a.m., middle of New York.
So they really got you on the influencer pack.
Yes. That's where I'm at now.
Link in bio. Bio.
I mean, look, man, I like free shoes, man. I'm running shoes, workout shoes, basketball shoes. I'm with it, bro. I can't. When Nike call, I go.
I think I didn't post enough when I was like, they used to send me
probably.
Shit. Yeah,
probably.
That was probably the issue. I didn't think because I was really getting in on some like, damn, it's some free shoes. I'm about to just flex up, go to the movies. Like, they was probably thinking like, no, nigga, you supposed to be posting this shit.
I think that's the thing too that a lot of cool niggas be thinking about, right?
Yeah.
Because a nigga be like, I don't really want to post. You know what I mean? Because it look like you ain't never had shit.
Right, exactly.
You hypish. You hypish shit. You got this shit, dog. Man, calm your little ass down, dog. We get it. You got a little connect with Nike. Relax, baby.
Exactly. But listen, exactly. That's the vibe. Yeah.
Just want to make this clear, little PSA. Hey, if Nike's listening, your boy's not too cool. I will post, and I have this gorgeous little 4-year-old who will post too. So you know what I'm saying, we outside. I mean, you know, continue. My fault. I just had to let it be known that I'm not too cool to post.
So I'm a part of the
solution. That's real, Derv.
That's real. I'm just saying, I'm a part of the swoosh series. So like again, if you're here and you're active. I'm down to bring the homies all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the thing. But it's just like, you can't lame duck it either, though. You know what I mean? Like, it'd be like, all right, nigga, if you want the shit, you got to do the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga be getting there thinking they going to just pull up, look fit. Like, nah, bro, they want you because they really want
active.
Like, they want active. That's the community.
Yeah.
I don't know what the proper terminology would be. For those listeners that are listening that are like, this conversation sounds rather familiar. Yes, this is what we call the bad bitch text. You not going to it's ain't this, you know what I mean? It's another name for this. But listen, the bad bitch text literally can be compared to any aspect of life. Just insert whatever the significant person is supposed to be or the company, whatever. Don't play if you're not trying, you know what I mean? Don't step into the game if you're going to be too cool. Don't ask my man Trayvon to bring you, in his words, bring you around the hose, and then you get all giggly-biggly in the back and want to just sit there and be shy. Nick, you wanted to be around them? Okay, we here.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
If you bring you to the connect, you really got to.
Do not ask. I always tell niggas, don't ask me where the hose at in New York, because I'm going to give you a location. That's it. I'm going to be like, stand here. For real, I'll be like, you asked me for the hose.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
I ain't even going to put the homies out there where they from, but they from a Pacific Northwest area. Niggas asked me, hey, bro, where the hoes at? I said, all right, come with me. We went over to Nolita in Soho. I said, let's just stand here. He like, nah, nigga, we got to... Let's just stand here. Baddie, 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 baddie. I thought y'all wanted the hoes.
Yeah. But see, New York is a different, it's a different monster, it's a different animal, it's a different beast. And you really gotta be from that shit to be ready to deal with what they got going on over there.
Because a chick will literally stop and give you the attention you need, you better bring it because you wasted her time. She got somewhere to go.
It's ball up top. You better have your ones ready. Like, for real.
And the whole world watching.
Exactly. Like,
the whole, you hey, the that motherfucking, that stage get real big when you stop the wrong shorty. Like, all right, what's up? What you want? What you want?
A lot of niggas ain't really ready for that. But that's why the New York niggas, they have such an aggressive style. People wonder, like, why New York niggas talk and act the way they do. It's like, they got to get it in. They at a moment's notice, you know what I'm saying? They gotta be
it's on.
You heard
on tight. Yeah,
like on
tight. And it's not even thirsty. It's not even thirsty. It's just a pace.
Right.
It is just a pace. This is this young brother I met yesterday, and he's from Belgium, but moved from Seattle. And I was like, we were sitting in a adjacent of a window, and I just said, just look straight. Mm-hmm. What do you see? And it was just constant people just moving. Just moving. And I'm just like, look, no, just keep looking. And he's like, I see it, man. And I'm like, no, for real. Like, bro, people don't have time to talk, bro. So if you literally just looking and you know, you see a fine girl.
Yeah.
You bet Omarion.
New York, the rom-com city, like, and all that, because to be able to stop and catch something that you vibe with out there in the midst of all that concrete jungleness, that's the the shit Tom Hanks movies is made of.
Yo, if I met y'all both at the same time and just getting to know y'all both, how I've gotten to know y'all both and the perspective I have, I would say, Jason, I would have thought you was the nigga. Like, you have more of the, yo, like, New York is, like, my kind of town shit. Yeah. I would have never thought Trey would Trey turn would into, be. Like, Mr. Big Apple. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, if you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. Yo, city, you know what I mean? I would have never thought that. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't fuck with the weather, bro. Like, New York is a great city to visit, but I think it's just a terrible city to live in if you're not very wealthy. Like, it has a lot of dope shit and a lot of parts you can enjoy, but like in LA, nigga, 300 days I'm gonna get a little bit of sunshine and it's never gonna be cold ever. Like, it'll be a little bit cold, but not a real cold.
I like hoodies,
but I'm saying the hoodie does not do it justice in New York, nigga. It's a lot of days in New York. If you have a hoodie on, you gonna be freezing your ass off.
I'm also like, individual.
I learned that shit the hard way.
Okay, and I will say, yes, it is cold over here, right? Like, I probably have been New York. When we went to All-Star Weekend in New York, whatever year that was, that was probably the coldest. That was probably top five coldest I've ever been. And it wasn't mainly because we were in Manhattan and it was cold and it was windy. So that fucking wind tunnel. Like, I will say this. I'm a nigga. I don't get cold, bro. Like, like, I'm not cold. Like, I've been to the Shy at 1 degrees, and I sat outside, like, on some chill, because you literally can't get frostbite. But, like, I'll go outside and smoke my little doobie. Listen, brother, you know what I mean? It's not too cold. Like, I'm okay. I've done it. Now, Toronto, now that's another cold.
You gotta think about it. I went to college. This is the thing that still the thing you forget. I went to college in Iowa, nigga.
Yeah, yo, so, bro, I hear you. Toronto, though,
go look up Iowa weather right now, nigga. Iowa, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota are the fucking worst. Like, I was so mad.
No one even knows what the Dakotas are like. So whatever you tell me the Dakotas are, like, I believe you because I literally have no knowledge of the Dakotas.
Well, they were in like a conference that I had to go fucking go to every blue.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
So I would be mad because I'd be like, how does somebody want to live in negative 17? Like, this shit ain't fun. You know what I'm saying?
Nothing about anything under 20 degrees is a good time, my nigga. Like,
that's but to us East Coast motherfuckers, we would be like, yo, why would you want to live in a place where, like, literally you can just be minding your own fucking business? This is my perspective. You're minding your own business, and then out of nowhere, like, the ground just fucking splits beneath you. And they're like, I know it's not that, but that to us that don't know where all I know of an earthquake is.
Earthquake not happening like that, though.
That's what I'm saying. And that's the thing. It's like, that's just some scary shit. That's just some shit to scare niggas away. Cause that shit don't really be happening like that, bro. Like,
that shit worked, my nigga.
And when it did happen, it was like, either you was right there or you wasn't. And if you wasn't in the middle, nigga, your dresser might have fell over and you got up and went to school. Like, that was it, bro.
Listen, I know that now because I actually was in Connecticut when Connecticut actually got an earthquake, and I was right where it was at, and I didn't even notice it. Like, everyone was like, oh shit, it was an earthquake. I'm like, oh shit, really? Like, when? Right. So I get it. Now I know that. But in my mind, all I knew was whatever the fucking Warner Brothers movies, them Indiana Jones type shits, like the ground splits open and then like shit just comes up and then like I see like hot lava and like shit's like, I'm just like, oh shit.
Yeah. I mean, that's not happening, bro. Right. I guess it's scientifically possible, Jerv, if we want to be honest about everything, you know, there is a possibility that the quote unquote big one will hit California and, you know, it'll be.
Like, y'all was supposed to be off the map at this point in time.
Yeah, it'll be biblical, you know, but this is like one of those things, the tectonic plates, it happens every 10,000 to 20,000 years. Nobody really knows when that shit is going to happen or if it will, you know? So,
look, at the end of the day, stop being scary, nigga.
Exactly. Exactly.
Come get some good weed. Go look at some women the same color as your iced coffee. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, my neck. Hey.
And enjoy the good weather. You feel me?
Oh, give me my credit, yo. Before, I mean, just give me my credit.
I don't, when I come kick it with you in New York,
you bring the fire.
Okay.
You bring the fire weed.
Yeah. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, yo, I give y'all credit. That is, at the point in time, I think it's different now just because how it's readily and there's more, but like at one point in time, I will 100% give y'all, hey, there was just something about y'all weed out there. That shit was just.
Oh, we still got that, but it's cool.
Y'all shit. I'm not saying y'all don't got it, but like I don't have to go there now to get that.
It's readily available now.
Yeah,
right.
Like I can go to Vegas.
It's the laws are more open.
Yeah,
it's like how you know, niggas have smartphones. There's like the world before and after smartphones. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing with like the spreading of the weed. Like it was either you got the fire in LA or you didn't, or from Cali or you didn't. And now it's like everywhere for the rest of time. So people who wasn't around is never gonna know that the world exists, like understand how the world existed like that. Like 9/11, like the airports before 9/11, like nigga, we used to just walk up and see niggas get on the plane. I know you can't even fathom that.
I used to go watch my grandparents fly off.
You could literally walk all the way to the gate.
Like, no!
You could literally walk people to the gate. That shit was bugged out.
But it's if you never lived that. People can't even fathom, like, what? There was no TL. You can't just walk. Mm-hmm. Like,
yo, and that is the end. For Jason Madison, for John Gervais, aka Big Jer, for Amin briefly, I'm your host, Black Trey, and this has been an episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker.